Hello there, my name is McNeil and you are listening to the McNeil and Friends podcast. Here I invite different people to talk about movies. We talk about movies that are currently playing in the theaters and topics related to cinema. If you like this type of content, be sure to follow my podcast on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also support my podcast by telling your friends, and if you don't have any, you can tell your family. Thank you for listening. What's up, everybody? This is my new episode in my series called Movie Screen Quarantine. Due to the world's current circumstances, I'm talking about a wide variety of topics regarding movies in this series. Now, I don't have a guest today, and I had a couple of guests lined up to do this episode with me through Zoom, but there were just some scheduling conflicts and it didn't work out. But I do have some guests lined up to do the next few episodes with me through Zoom, so be on the lookout for those. Today, I'm going to rank my top 10 favorite action movies. Now, I wanted to make this a little bit of a challenge for me. I decided to not include any comic book movies or sci-fi action movies. I'm only including straight-up action movies for this list. I wanted to do it this way because if I included comic book movies, then this list would just turn into a comic book movie ranking instead of an action movie ranking. I'm also a big fan of science fiction, and I'm planning to do a sci-fi episode relatively soon, so there would just be too much overlap with this episode and that one if I included sci-fi movies in this list. Anyways, before I jump into my top 10, here are five honorable mentions: John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, Sicario, Point Break, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, and Taken. Now, let's get into my top 10. So coming in at number 10 is John Wick, Chapter 2. This came out back in 2017. It's directed by Chad Stahelski, and this stars Keanu Reeves, Common, and Lawrence Fishburne. So my experience with the John Wick movies has not been like most people. Most people have always been a big fan of this franchise and have been paying attention to it since the first one came out back in 2014. About a year and a half ago, I tried watching the first John Wick and I just couldn't get into it because it just seemed kind of ridiculous to me. I remember being impressed by the fight choreography and thinking it was really cool, but I didn't care about the story because it was just Keanu Reeves as John Wick killing all these people because they stole his car and killed his dog. And I was like, that's it. That's why he's killed hundreds of people. Seems a bit ridiculous to me. But when I decided to try watching John Wick Chapter 2, it was a day where I was like, you know, I'm kind of in a mood for an action movie. So let's just try John Wick 2, see if it gets any better. And I thought this one was actually really good. This movie, I think, had even better fight choreography than the first one, from what I remember. I just thought the craftsmanship of the fight choreography was really cool. They used some really cool techniques when it came to their fighting and different things they used. Like, he used a pencil to kill somebody. And there was a really cool scene at the end in this mirror room. It's a room full of mirrors surrounded you, floor, the ceiling, all the walls, everything was a mirror. So it was a really trippy sequence to watch, because you don't exactly know which direction the person is coming from and stuff like that. And I thought that was really interesting. So the mirror sequence was a big standout for me when it came to the fight choreography, and the beginning with the car and all that type of stuff too. That was really cool. But yeah, so I just thought the fight choreography in John Wick Chapter 2 was a step up from the first one from what I remember. And John Wick Chapter 3 was also pretty good, and I put that in my honorable mentions. But John Wick Chapter 2 was my favorite of this trilogy. I also really liked the visuals of John Wick Chapter 2. Like I said, the mirror sequence was really cool, but also it had really vibrant colors all throughout this movie, which I think is interesting to put in these assassin movies. When you have these vibrant neon colors, kind of makes everything a little bit more memorable. You've got all these bright colors everywhere, and he's going through this big party, I guess you could say, in a different country, and there's these lights going everywhere. That was really interesting to me, where you have all these vibrant colors and some really cool visual effects with the mirrors in this movie. I also just kind of thought this one had the best story of the trilogy as well, and I thought it did a really good job setting up the third movie. Also, Keanu Reeves is just really cool. I think him playing John Wick is a really good performance. So coming in at number 9 is The Bourne Ultimatum. This is the third Jason Bourne movie. It came out back in 2007. It was directed by Paul Greengrass, and it stars Matt Damon as Jason Bourne and Julia Stiles. So I like this one a lot because this one goes deeper into the world they had been building throughout this entire trilogy. Of course, Jason Bourne is on the run, but he's also trying to figure out where he came from and who he really is. In the first one, they set up how he was this assassin with amnesia and how he's still trying to figure everything out. The second one continues that. And then the third one is when he really learns about his identity. And I think that was a really cool story. I also really liked the action in this one. I think it had the best fight sequence of all five of these movies, which was the knife fight sequence in the middle of the movie. And it was super cool because both of these characters, Jason Bourne and the guy that was chasing him, were fighting with his knife. And they were just moving so quickly with everything that they were doing. And it was at times a little hard to tell what was happening just because they were moving so fast, but that was what was so impressive about it. I also just really like Matt Damon as Jason Bourne. I think he does a great job in this role as Jason Bourne, and hopefully we get a sixth one someday. I would like to see a sixth one, but that is still to be determined, I guess. So anyways, coming in at number 8 is Fast and Furious 6. This came out back in 2013. It was directed by Justin Lin, and this has a really, really big cast. It stars Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jordana Brewster, Michelle Rodriguez, Tyrese Gibson, Ludacris, Sung Kang, Gal Gadot, Luke Evans, Elsa Pataky, and Gina Carano. So in middle school, I became a really big fan of the Fast and Furious movies, and this was the first Fast and Furious movie I got to see in the theaters, and this was also like one of the first times I actually marathoned a movie series leading up to go see something come out in the theaters. So that's why that was really memorable for me. This just the theatrical experience of seeing this movie was really cool. I really liked the story of this one, how they brought back Michelle Rodriguez's character Letty, and how that made for a really interesting plot. And I also just really liked the action in this movie, of course, because it's Fast and Furious. The action in Fast and Furious is absurd. It's over the top. It's ridiculous. It doesn't always make sense, but that's why people like this franchise. You know, it's just the type of movie where you can go in, turn your brain off, and have a great time because you're not going in to analyze the movie. You're just going in to watch cool things happen, you know? So a lot of people give this movie crap because there was the airplane runway sequence at the end of the movie, the final action scene where they are chasing this plane on a runway for literally probably 20 minutes or so. And that's just totally unrealistic. No airplane can, you know, go on a runway for 20 minutes in one direction because runways are only about a mile long and they are moving fast. And to go down a runway for 20 minutes at that fast of a speed just doesn't make sense because there is no runway more than a mile long. But that's why we like these movies, because they're absolutely ridiculous. Vin Diesel did a really crazy Superman stunt, I guess you could say, on a bridge right before the airplane sequence in this movie where he sees that Letty, his girlfriend, wife at the time, I can't exactly remember which one she is at that point in time, she's on top of this tank. The tank is about to launch her off and she didn't know, but he did. So he crashes his car into the bridge, jumps over the other side of the bridge where there's this big gap in the middle, catches her in midair and falls onto a car. And apparently they have superhuman abilities, which I didn't know, but not really. They don't actually have superhuman abilities, but that's what it looked like. And that's my point. People like these movies because of crazy stuff like that. It doesn't have to make sense, you know? So I had a great time watching this movie in the theaters, just watching all this crazy stuff happen. I also just really love these characters. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, all these guys are really cool. And it's just a really, really fun movie. And it's one of my favorites of the series. So coming in at number 7 is Speed. This came out in 1994. And it stars Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, Dennis Hopper, and Jeff Daniels. I liked this movie a lot because I was really surprised by it. I didn't really think I was going to like it when I went into watching this movie. But it actually has a pretty unique concept because if you don't know, this movie is about a bus on a surface level, but what's actually going on is Keanu Reeves, who is an agent, knows that there is a bomb on this bus and he has to stop the bus, but the bus cannot slow down. It has to stay above, I think it was 60 miles an hour. If it goes below that, then the bomb will go off. And you also can't have these people get off the bus either, because Dennis Hopper, who's the villain, is in control of all of this. And Keanu Reeves is having to manage to keep this bus going without killing people and without having the people on the bus die either. So it's a really interesting concept. I didn't think I'd like it that much, but I really did, because this movie constantly has you on the edge of your seat. It's extremely stressful because just when you think things can't get worse, something else happens. And you're like, seriously, this happened now. We just had this happen and now this is happening. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And sure, it can be a bit far-fetched, but it's another movie that's just meant to entertain. That's most action movies. You're not supposed to physics your way through these types of movies because they're just meant for pure entertainment. So obviously, speed has great action if you're going to have a bus that can't slow down throughout your entire movie. If it has to stay above 60 miles an hour, you're going to be in for an interesting ride, no pun intended. So yeah, I mean, aside from the action and just the concept of the story, I thought Keanu Reeves was really good in this movie. Same for Sandra Bullock. If I'm not wrong, I believe this is the movie that put Sandra Bullock on the maps. And yeah, I mean, Speed is a great movie. I would recommend this to pretty much anybody who just wanted to have a good time with an action movie. You know, if you just wanted to have a good time watching a movie with some really crazy things happening, this is definitely a movie to watch. So coming in at my number 6 is The Bourne Identity. This came out in 2002, directed by Doug Liman, and it stars Matt Damon, Chris Cooper, and Julia Stiles. And so this is my favorite of the Jason Bourne movies. This is the original Jason Bourne movie as well. I really like this story. Like I talked about before when I was talking about The Bourne Ultimatum, this movie specifically is what's really dealing with the amnesia aspect of Jason Bourne's character, who is an assassin. So he has all of these instincts, reflexes, and knowledge that he doesn't understand because he has amnesia. And I think that's a really cool and interesting concept, because you have this guy who doesn't really know why he's capable of doing the things that he's doing. He has no memory of who he is. He has no memory of his family, any good thing or bad thing that's happened to him throughout his life. But he knows that he can pretty much take anybody out that he wants, because he just kind of stumbled across that as he was trying to figure out where to go. And I thought that was really interesting. So you have this guy, you know, who just can do all these things and he doesn't know why. I just thought that's really cool. And at the time, Matt Damon was not known as an action star. He was in movies like Good Will Hunting back in the late 90s. And so nobody, from what I understand, thought he was going to be able to pull this off as Jason Bourne. But Matt Damon, I think, really proved that he can be an action star in this movie. And he's done some action movies since then. I think he's really good. And this movie also has some really great action sequences too. I do think Bourne Ultimatum has the best action scene of the entire franchise. But in general, I think this one is the most fun to watch, because you've got car chase sequences, you got fight sequences, and it just really shows how cool of a character Jason Bourne is. Before I move on to my top 5 favorite action movies, be sure to follow me on Letterboxd at McNeil Mulliken. Letterboxd is where I post the movies I watch and write reviews. You can also follow the McNeil and Friends podcast on Instagram at mcneil.and.friends.podcast. Message me through Instagram to let me know what your favorite action movies are, or if you have any topics you'd like me to talk about on this podcast for the Movie Screen Quarantine series. Also, you can find the McNeil and Friends podcast on Twitter. And lastly, you can find the McNeil and Friends podcast on Patreon and support this podcast by becoming a patron if you so desire. You can find a link that will take you to all of these locations in the description of this episode. So coming in at number 5 is Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. This is the 5th Mission Impossible movie. It came out back in 2015. It was directed by Christopher McQuarrie. It stars Tom Cruise, Rebecca Ferguson, Jeremy Renner, Simon Pegg, Ving Rhames, Alec Baldwin, and Sean Harris. So I'm a big fan of the Mission Impossible franchise, mainly because of all the crazy stunts. And it's not necessarily crazy like Fast and Furious, where you have all of these things that are defying physics. You have Tom Cruise actually doing his stunts. And I think that's why this franchise appeals to me so much. This was the first one that I saw in the theater. So I remember seeing Tom Cruise just hanging on the side of that plane and that really long underwater sequence, and he actually does all of this stuff, and I just remember thinking that was really crazy. He's just really good at all of his stunts. There's also a really insane motorcycle stunt and that he actually does as well in this movie, and he's flying down this road, going through mountains, no helmet on. It's absolutely ridiculous. This one I thought had a really interesting plot. It introduced a good villain, and it also had the addition of Rebecca Ferguson, and I remember thinking that I really like these characters. And it really expanded on the world of the Impossible Mission Force. And I thought it was really cool. It was a really good story. This is a really good one, obviously. It's at number 5 of my favorite action movies. And if you really just want to watch a franchise with mind-blowing stunts, if you just want to see Tom Cruise do some crazy things, watching the movie, knowing he's actually doing this stuff, this is definitely a franchise to watch if you haven't seen them. And if you just want to rewatch them because you like these movies, do that too. But anyway, so coming in at my number four is Mission Impossible Fallout. This is the most recent Mission Impossible movie. It came out back in 2018, also directed by Christopher McQuarrie, and it also stars Tom Cruise, Rebecca Ferguson. This one added Henry Cavill. Still has Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Sean Harris. This one also added Vanessa Kirby, brought back Michelle Monaghan, and also brought back Alec Baldwin. This is the one that takes everything you love about the franchise and just kicks it up 10 levels. This movie absolutely has the craziest stunts. And like I said before, Tom Cruise actually does these stunts. Tom Cruise did a HALO skydive jump. HALO stands for High Altitude, Low Opening. So what this means is he's very high in the air, higher than what the normal skydiver would be, and he has to have on a special mask. They actually had to customize this mask or helmet, whatever you want to call it, for the movie so you could actually see his face. They had to put all these LED lights in it, whatever. But he actually did the skydiving stunt in the movie. People were filming it skydiving as well. He also learned to fly a helicopter for this movie. I thought that was really cool. And at the same time, to get into the helicopter, what he did was the helicopter had this giant, it looked like a giant rock. I know that's not what it was, but to the best of my description, that's what I could say. It was this giant looking rock inside of a net, and he's hanging on to it, climbs up the rope that it's dangling from on the bottom of the helicopter, gets to the helicopter, and he falls, and then catches himself back onto this net that's carrying this giant thing underneath of the helicopter. And that was crazy to watch. They had to choreograph the whole thing, and he actually did this. So when you're watching this movie, there really aren't that many special effects going on in the Mission Impossible movies because Tom Cruise wants them to look as real as possible, and I really respect that because it's really cool, but also just really suspenseful to watch at the same time. And also, this one has a really cool motorcycle stunt, and there's a cool mountain sequence at the end where Tom Cruise and Henry Cavill are hanging on the side of a cliff at the end. I did think at the end of this movie where the helicopters were crashing and everything, that's the closest I think that these movies kind of got to the Fast and Furious stunts, but still, overall, these movies are just, the stunts are so real, you know? Henry Cavill, I think, was a really good addition to the story as well. He was a cool villain. And also there is a fight sequence in a bathroom in this movie that I think was the best hand-to-hand combat fight sequence in this entire series. It also has a really great ending, and I personally thought that it felt conclusive for the whole franchise. But we're getting two more of these movies, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's next, and I don't think they would continue this franchise without a good story because all the Mission Impossible movies, other than the second one, have really good stories, and so I'm looking forward to Mission Impossible 7 and 8. But coming in at my number 3 is Mission Impossible 3. This is my favorite of the franchise. It came out back in 2006. It was directed by J.J. Abrams, stars Tom Cruise, Ving Rhames, Michelle Monaghan, and this one specifically has Philip Seymour Hoffman, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, Kerry Russell, Lawrence Fishburne, and this is the movie that introduced Simon Pegg into the franchise. This is my favorite, and I know that's kind of an unpopular opinion when it comes to the Mission Impossible movies. Generally, it's one of the last three that people say is one of their favorites, but the third one is my favorite, and that's because I think it has the best story in the series. It was a movie that got the franchise on track because the first two were not necessarily cohesive, but the third one really set it up for where this franchise is today, and this movie got grittier than the previous two. And it has great action. And Ethan Hunt, who is Tom Cruise's character, was really cool in this movie because when I say it had the best story, and I think it's because they grounded his character. They kind of put him more in real world scenarios, made things more personal for his character, especially through the villain of Owen Davian, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Owen Davian knew how to get to Tom Cruise, and he knew how to get into his head. And that's why things became so personal. And that's why I like this movie so much. Philip Seymour Hoffman's character, I think, was the best villain in this entire franchise. He was very calm. He never really lost his cool, but he was so intimidating. And that really got to Ethan Hunt, played by Tom Cruise. And I just really liked that interaction. I really liked that villain. I thought he's a great addition to this franchise. And I don't know if this series is going to be able to top that villain because he was fantastic. And I think even though most people will say that Mission Impossible 3 may not be their favorite of the series, I think most Mission Impossible fans would say that Philip Seymour Hoffman was the best villain of the franchise, and that really factors into why this movie is my favorite of the series. So coming in at my number two is Fast Five. This came out back in 2011. This is directed by Justin Lin, stars Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. This is the one they actually introduced The Rock into this franchise. Jordana Brewster, Tyrese Gibson, Ludacris, Sung Kang, Gal Gadot, and Elsa Pataky. Like I said earlier, I'm a big fan of this franchise, and this is my personal favorite of the Fast and Furious series. This is also the movie that really changed the trajectory of this franchise, because the first four movies in this series were all about street racing, not necessarily big crime heist stories like this one is. Fast Five is the movie that really turned this franchise into an action heist series, because every movie that's come after it has been crazy, over the top, and ridiculous, just like this one was. But I think Fast Five is the movie that did it the best, because the action was portrayed in a more realistic way. You don't have planes going on a runway for 20 minutes and crazy things that appear to be like superhuman abilities or whatever. This was just more grounded action in a really crazy story. And I think that's why a lot of people think Fast Five is the best movie of this franchise. I agree. This is a very common opinion, and I totally agree with it. The action in this movie is great. For example, at the end of the movie, you have Paul Walker and Vin Diesel in these matte black Dodge Chargers, and they are in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and they are pulling a vault that's connected to both of their cars by a rope or a giant cable, whatever you want to call it, through the entire city. And it's just absolutely crazy. And how they were able to deceive the police, and specifically Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character, Luke Hobbs, into something that actually didn't happen at the end. It was really, really cool. Obviously, there are some over-the-top things that happen in this movie, like a car drives off a cliff and Vin Diesel and Paul Walker managed to free fall however many hundred feet that was into a body of water. Yeah, sure, things like that are going to be ridiculous, but like I said, I think just out of all the crazy Fast and Furious movies ever since this one, the action in this movie, I think, was the coolest to watch. And it wasn't always centered around cars. You also had times where they're running across roofs and it looked like they were doing parkour in all these houses in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And it was just really cool. This is also the movie that brought the entire cast together, because in the first, the second, third, and the fourth Fast and Furious movies, the entire cast is not necessarily together. In the first one, you kind of have the main characters. In the second one, Paul Walker goes off on his own little excursion. The third one is about Tokyo Drift, so it's centered around Han's character. And then the fourth one brings back the ones from the first one. But the fifth one is the one that brought all of these characters together. And that was something that was really cool. And they also brought in Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Luke Hobbs, which, and I think a lot of people agree that he is one of the best characters in this franchise. And Fast Five is just a really fun movie to watch if you like watching cool movies that are centered around cars and crazy stunts and good stories. So if you like that type of thing, Fast Five is the movie to watch. But coming in at my number one is Captain Phillips. This came out in 2013, directed by Paul Greengrass, and it stars Tom Hanks. Now, this is the most different movie I have on this list, because it's not part of a crazy action franchise, and it's not one of these one-off action movies that center around a famous action movie star or something like that. Tom Hanks is not known for being an action star, and that's not what he's doing in this movie, but Captain Phillips is an action movie. It's not about assassins, spies, or over-the-top heist or criminal stories or anything like that. This is a true story. This is about Captain Richard Phillips, who is an American cargo ship captain, and the boat is hijacked by pirates. And it's a really, really interesting story. And when I say pirates, I don't mean like pirates out of the Pirates of the Caribbean. So real life pirates. But it's a really, really interesting story. It's very intense. And the fact that it is a true story is what makes it even more suspenseful, because it's not a story that's necessarily talked about all the time. But it is a movie that when you're watching it, you get really immersed into the story because of how just captivating it is. This is a movie that I saw in the theaters when I was 13 years old, when it came out back in 2013. And when I was at that point in time, I guess I was in the eighth grade. And at that point in time, my friends and I would just go to the theater all the time. We didn't really care what was playing. We just went. And Captain Phillips looked like a cool action movie, and we went to go check it out, and we all left that theater thinking it was one of the greatest movies we had ever seen, and I still stand by that. Captain Phillips, I would put it somewhere in my like top 50 movies of all time or whatever, but it's a very, very well-executed movie, and it's a very different type of suspense because you're not thinking of something scary, you're not thinking of something that's because it's not something like Fast and Furious where it's over the top and unrealistic. It's grounded in reality because it's a true story. And like I said, that's what makes it so suspenseful. And yeah, like this is a movie that most 13-year-olds wouldn't probably be super interested in this movie, but my friends and I definitely were. And this is a movie that has stuck with us ever since. And it's a movie that I've revisited a couple times. And the thing that I really like about it, it's an action movie that's, like I said, it's not centered around a big action star. Tom Hanks is not, you know, throwing fists at people and shooting people and doing crazy stunts. He's just trying to protect the men on his ship. And he's putting himself through some very, very stressful situations to save people's lives. And the last scene of the movie is one of the most intense things I've ever experienced in a theater because, or even just watching this movie at home, because once he's kidnapped by these hijackers, when he's just trying to save the people on his boat, he's trying to get rescued at the same time. He's hoping to get rescued, but he's also just trying to save the people on his boat. And so there's some really intense things that happen, like a gun fires, you don't know who got shot. But at the same time, he's under a lot of stress. So when he finally gets rescued at the end, you see Tom Hanks act as if he were in shock. And you totally believe it. I've never seen a movie before that portrayed somebody being in shock that well. It was a very emotional scene. And I'm not the type of person to cry in movies, like actually cry in movies, but the only movie I really have ever done that in is Marley and Me when I was like 8 years old, and Avengers Endgame, but we're not going to talk about that. But I was really close in this movie, and not just watching it for the first time, every time I've seen this movie, because the end and how Tom Hanks was able to portray somebody in shock that well. And because it's a true story, it's different from all these other movies that I have on this list. It makes you feel suspense in a different way from most action movies. I've got to put it at number one. And also just that this was a movie that was different for me to watch at that point in time when I was 13 years old, because I wasn't really watching movies based on true stories. I wanted to watch cool action movies. This movie isn't that, but the story is gripping and it's really great. It's a good action movie. So if you like true stories and if you like good action movies, this is a great balance of the two. So if you like those two things, I highly recommend Captain Phillips if you haven't seen it. But, you know, with this list of my top 10 favorite action movies, it's all just my opinion. There's no right or wrong. There's no way that everybody's going to have the same list. But I would really love to hear what your favorite action movies are. So message the McNeil and Friends podcast on Instagram to let me know. There's a link in the description of this episode that will take you there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, be sure to tune in for more episodes in the series. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to my podcast on the platform you listen to podcasts so you can be notified when new episodes are released. Stay safe out there, everybody. And once again, thank you for listening.